Good morning, the exotic set. This is Kiri speaking. Yes, we are. Oh, yes. Well, I've got an available appointment at 3:10. I can get you in with. Yeah, is this him vocalizing in the background? So if he's biting and everything and he's vocalizing, he's been flying around, I'll pop him in at 3:10. If he starts to become very flat on the bottom of the cage, not talking, really fluffed up, give us a call. But otherwise, I'll get you in at 3:10. So I'd keep him in his enclosure. If you've got a heat lamp, pop a heat lamp to one side of the cage. If you don't have that, just pop a towel over the cage and leave like the front for ventilation there. Keep him warm, minimal handling. Offer him food and water. It's up to you. The more handling you do, the more energy he's exerting, and the less he's got to conserve his energy to get better. So, So we'll get him in at 3:10. We'll get him in at 3:10. But as I said, if any of those symptoms change, give us a call. I've just got the one vet on today, and he's solidly booked. But I do have this free appointment at this stage at 3:10. I can offer you. So the symptoms you've been explaining, like he's preening, he's biting you, he's been flying around, he's still quite bright at this stage, and he's been eating. So as I said, I can do 3:10. You could try, as I said, Moranbah Downs, getting in there, or there's Jindalee, not Jindalee, sorry, Budrum, Unusual Pet Vets at Budrum. Otherwise, I can get you in at 3:10 here. So I can book you in at 3:10. Do you want that appointment? Well, at the moment, the vet's solidly booked at the moment. So as I said, he's been showing like he's vocalizing, he's biting you, he's been flying around, he's been eating. So at the moment, I can offer you a 3:10 appointment. If he becomes quite flat, if that's normal his normal behavior, yes. Like obviously, I'm not looking at him, so I can't tell you directly what he is doing, but what you've been explaining to me, and I can hear him vocalizing there as well. He's doing the normal lorikeet behavior, yes. So I can offer you the 3:10 appointment. So I can offer you the 3:10 appointment for the doctor to have a look at him. Do you want me to book that one for you? That's him vocalizing right there. Is he eating for you? Okay. Well, all I can offer you at the moment, you can bring him down and we can admit him into hospital. I'll leave that 3:10 appointment for the doctor to assess him or face to face. But otherwise, so the consult you'll be looking at is $240 plus hospitalization. And then we will be in contact with you. That's what I can offer at the moment. Otherwise, you can try Moorumba Downs or the Brisbane Bird Vet, unusual pet vet at Chermside. See if you can get a face-to-face right away. That's the emergency. That's an emergency consult plus a hospitalisation to admit him. So you'd be looking at around about $80 for the hospitalisation plus or minus workup of him. So fecals, crop washes, things like that. The appointment this afternoon, you'd be looking at $170 plus or minus the workup for him. Plus or minus hospitalisation if he needs to stay. That's all I can offer this morning for you. Yeah, so that's what we can offer for you this morning. You can do an emergency admission and we will do a workup and then be in conversation with you. It won't be a face-to-face at this point of time with the vet. I will book out the 3:10 for him to discuss things with you in person if needed, if he can go home. Otherwise, that's what I can offer this morning. As I said, you can try Unusual Pet Vets at Chermside, Moorumba Downs, Unusual Pet Vets at Budrum. Yep, as I said, the other option is the emergency admit. Yep, so as I said, I can't see him, but that's definitely displaying normal behaviour at this stage, but you're the one in front of him. So do you want me to make this 3:10 appointment? Okay, so have you been to us here before? No, I'll just grab some details. What's your first name? And your surname? Chicken. Yep. Yep. What's your surname, Ebony? And your email address, Ebony? Yep. And your best contact number is the one that you're calling on now? And your address there, Ebony? And the name of your scaly. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I've got you booked in with Luigi at 3:10 this afternoon. I will send you a questionnaire if you can fill that out as best as you can prior to the appointment. If he picks up and you don't want to keep this appointment, please give us a call and we will cancel that one for you. Okay, not a problem. And if he deteriorates, obviously give us a call. Thank you then. Bye.